This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Promoters reporting a high turnout of patrons for soca events as the crop over season continues. The Bar Association urging the legal sector to embrace forensic science. Government set to launch a nationwide parenting education initiative. Dominican advisor warns that sargassum woes demand regional response, and the UK set to return some migrants to France within weeks. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Promoters of soca events are reporting a high turnout of patrons as the crop over season is in full swing. Recent statistics revealed that people were socializing less due to the increase in crime. However, some promoters say locals and tourists have been in full attendance and the numbers are growing. Patrick Bellamy, one of the organizers of the Soca State of Mind event, says security has been heightened and the number of patrons is on par with last year.
In June, people were feeling out themselves, like trying to figure out what songs they like, what events they like. I know in July, we realized that the attendance starting to pick up, people starting to come out more. People seem to be generally cautious, but still, they want to come out and enjoy themselves. So they're looking to choose events that they think are safe. And we're trying to provide a safe environment for them. We've got private security, and we've always welcome and invite the police to pass through just to make sure everything is doing well. So I'm going well. And so far, so good. And we keep our fingers crossed.
Organizer of Soca State of Mind, Patrick Bellamy. Meanwhile, promoter for the weekly event Soca Surge, Shaquila Boxill, echoes similar sentiments, noting that people feel safer at Soca events.
Showing up to the set is awesome. Persons are actually surprised it's a new event. Based on what they're seeing from persons attending the set every Tuesday, knowing it's during the week especially. So far, we would have had a lot of circa artists coming out. I actually love to see how the artists are coming out and supporting each other. Persons already know the circa crowd is a safe crowd. Usually, from my experience, I'm being around the circa arena. I haven't experienced any crimes at circa fest. Everybody just come out to enjoy themselves, have a good time. As long as persons feel safe and secure, especially where the venue is, when there's security, it's enclosed, and then they're comfortable, then they will show up more.
Promoter of Soca Surge, Shaquila Boxill. The Calypso tents are not dying. That assurance from manager of the C.O. Williams House of Soca tent, Sharon Carew White, who says there's still a strong appetite for Calypso, but tents must evolve to keep up with the times. Ms. Carew White told Starcom Network News it's critical to keep Calypso tents alive since they provide one of the few platforms outside of FETs where artists can showcase their music and earn from their craft.
There's an interest level, but we have to appeal to the masses that are coming out now. For House of Soca, it is a young generation, so we have to do a lot of innovative ideas that are interesting and appeal to the younger generation. But one of the things that we're fighting against is that there's so many events. So for us, we don't operate every weekend. We operate every other weekend, and that so far has appealed to the public. So you've got to think of ways in which to think outside of the box. Music fuels the festival. So if Calypso tents die, where is there a forum or a platform for people to hear music, unless you hear an effect? Because people make music for competition and they make music for entertainment. But competition is where a lot of the other guys are going to get back returns on their investment. So this is where the Calypso tents, to me, has their platform. And that's what we need to keep this art form alive.
She's also urging corporate Barbados to assist, stressing that many businesses profit from the festival but don't invest enough to keep the culture and its legacy alive.
Keep continuity, keep the legacy. Yes, we will appeal to corporate Barbados not to jump on at the end, but to jump on with us on our journey. So kudos to those that are on our journey with us, but more corporate Barbados benefit from music and from the festival. So I think a little bit more give back from them. Yeah, maybe from government as well, but corporate Barbados, some entities benefit a lot and they don't give anything to the festival.
Tent manager of the C.O. Williams House of Soca, Sharon Carew White. The Barbados Bar Association, BBA, is urging the legal fraternity and wider justice system to adopt a more informed approach to the use of forensic science in the fight against crime. The call comes as the BBA, in partnership with the Office of the Attorney General, is set to host its annual criminal law conference today. BBA President Kay Williams says there's a pressing need for attorneys to critically assess, challenge, and apply forensic evidence as it increasingly becomes central to judicial decision-making.
With the increased public concerns around violent crimes, we have to embrace a more rigorous approach to the use of forensic science in the criminal justice system. There will be full stakeholder engagement because forensics is a critical tool that can be used in court proceedings to arrive at a just outcome and to safeguard justice.
President of the Barbados Bar Association, Kay Williams. Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husbands, announced that government, through the Ministry of People Empowerment, will unveil a new parenting education program. Delivering remarks at the West Terrace Primary School graduation, Ms. Husbands stressed the need for society to empower parents in order to help children thrive.
It is our responsibility as a society to ensure that we empower our parents with the skills, the knowledge, the help that you will require in order to nurture these young ones. This is why our government is going to be launching parenting education across the country. It is being piloted by the Ministry of People Empowerment, and it's being supported by the Ministry of Training and Tertiary Education.
She also highlighted her ministry's obligation to ensure teachers receive the training necessary for effective classroom instruction.
In our ministry at the Erdiston Teachers Training College, we are charged with the retraining of all teachers across this nation to ensure that they're given the additional tools that they need, techniques that they need, in order that we can improve the quality of training which we give our children.
Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husbands. Dominica's senior technical advisor in the Ministry of the Environment, Edgar Hunter, says there's no immediate solution to the sargassum seaweed problem plaguing the Caribbean. However, Mr. Hunter believes the situation could be better managed if CARICOM member states collaborate rather than each island attempting to tackle the issue on its own. He shared these views with Starcom Network News on the sidelines of his presentation at the Energy and Environment Workshop in Roseau.
Different people are working on the solutions. I know in Barbados they have a lot of research going on at the UE level, but Martinique and Guadeloupe seems to be taking the lead for the OECS into time, because you know you're going to need a lot of resources. As somebody mentioned, they have a lot of ideas. But we need a regional approach. You know, it cannot be one island itself because it affects all of us. So that is one area of environmental work that I think that we need the whole region. This is high on the agenda, and as we say, a lot of work has started. We are at the research stage, and as we see, we're working feverishly to get solutions.
Dominica's senior technical advisor in the Ministry of the Environment, Edgar Hunter. And finally, the United Kingdom will begin returning migrants arriving in small boats to France within weeks under a new pilot scheme. This according to Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer. Under the one-in, one-out deal, some arrivals will be returned to France in exchange, and in exchange, the UK would accept an equivalent number of asylum seekers subject to security checks. Speaking alongside French President Emmanuel Macron at the end of a three-day state visit, the Prime Minister said the plan would show that attempts to cross the channel in small boats would be in vain. It had been reported that the scheme would see up to 50 people a week being returned, but Sir Keir did not confirm any figures. Recapping the headlines. Promoters reporting a high turnout of patrons for Soca events as cropovers continues. The Bar Association urging the legal sector to embrace forensic science. Government set to launch a nationwide parenting education initiative. Dominican advisor warns that sargassum woes demand regional response, and the UK set to return some migrants to France within weeks. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.